This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month for October, Abby Betancourt from Peabody High School. Abby, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on the Student Athlete Award. We'll get to both aspects of that here in this conversation. First up, though, congratulations to you. You've been accepted to go to Brown, an Ivy Leaguer, to play softball. So tell us a bit about that college sorting out experience that you've gone through, and how did you decide on Brown?
The college recruiting process is a very stressful time. It's a lot of mix and matching and trying to find like the right place that fits all the aspects that you're looking for in college. And my main thing was I wanted to go to a competitive athletic and academic school, and Brown fit that. I was looking at Ivies, and this summer they saw me play last fall, and then this summer they got me on campus and everything, and yeah, sealed the deal.
All right. So, and you want to go into the medical field in some form or fashion when you get out of college, or you know, take those as courses at Brown.
Yes, I want to do something medical. I'm not sure what. My mom's a PA, so I want to do something in that field, I think.
Okay, great. Well, let's just begin. Let's switch back. We'll go to the academics again in a moment, but let's switch back to volleyball in the fall. And you guys really had a solid season this year at Peabody Volleyball, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We had a young team, too. We only had two seniors on the team. We only had three returning on varsity that have ever played in a varsity game before. So it was really a growing year, and we picked things up fast and really became a team in a short amount of time and figured out how we worked together and all of that stuff and ended up having a great season.
What was one of the more rewarding wins for you as a team this year with the team?
Both of our Danvers games we beat them twice in five sets, and the second time we beat them in five sets, it was for the NEC title, and we were down two sets and then came back and won the last three, so that was a huge win.
I want to circle back also and talk about softball, since again that's what you're going to play when you go to college. But tell us about your softball experiences at Peabody, and what stands out big picture wise. Obviously, your team experience with teammates and so on must come kind of number one. But maybe explain that, and maybe a little bit more about your role on the team.
Yeah, softball's always been my favorite sport ever since I was little. I grew up on the baseball field, and then that transferred right over into softball. But yeah, I love every year. It's been like a new group of people, but I've been playing with them since I was younger. So we really just jumped into high school and tried to win as many games as we can, and are still going for the state title. We have one more year, and that's our goal.
Oh, that's right. You're not done yet, are you?
Nope, we got one more.
I was almost wrapping it up with you. Yeah, you're right. You got one more. You got a couple more seasons here. Speaking of another season, how about basketball? That's the other sport as a three-sport standout there at Peabody. Tell me about basketball.
Yeah, basketball this year, we lost three big seniors. So it's going to be a tough year. I have to play point guard this year because she just graduated. So it's going to be an adjustment. I'm going to go from a shooting guard to a point guard, so I have a little more responsibility. But I've been playing with Logan since we were little. We grew up together. So it's going to be a good experience. It's going to be fun.
All right. I want to switch back to academics. So if you had a favorite class, and I'm talking about a subject matter here at Peabody, or two, what might they be at Peabody?
It's definitely my math classes. I loved pre-calc, and I'm currently taking AP Calculus, and they are by far my favorite classes.
All right. Why? Why are they your favorite classes?
I love math because there's a right or wrong answer. It's kind of like sports. There's a winner and a loser. There's no in between. I don't play any sports that you can tie in. So I like that. Like, it's not up for debate. There's a way to get there, and you have to use your problem-solving skills to get there. And it's like a puzzle.
And there are no umpires to get in the way of right or wrong,
no,
are there,
no,
right?
No.
No borderline calls, right?
No,
yeah. It's
no.
You're close, but not quite there. All right, yeah. And, what about an inspirational teacher or two, that you've had at Peabody? It doesn't have to be a math teacher, but what teacher kind of stands out? I'm sure I've had a lot of great teachers at the high school.
One of my favorite teachers that I had was Mr. Myers. I had him last year for AP Gov. And he was by far my favorite. He brought like an energy to the classroom. I'm not a history person, but he made history fun and entertaining and exciting. And it was kind of like, wow, history's not that bad. And then another one last year I had her for pre-calc with Miss Posturero. She is amazing. She's the same thing. They bring energy to the classroom. They make learning fun. And it's great to be one of their students.
And they're passionate about their content matter, right? Yeah. The subject matters. That makes it, right?
Yeah. That's like a big thing for me is you can show they care. They want you to succeed. They care about your learning. And that's a big thing for any student is to know that someone believes in them and wants them to do well.
I want to ask you about extracurricular activities. Not that you don't have a full plate with playing three sports for all three seasons in the high school level, but what extracurricular activities? I know you're secretary of the National Honor Society, so tell me about that and any other extracurriculars.
Yeah, NHS is a big thing. We're trying to do more community service in our community. We do a lot of tutoring with like elementary schools after school. We go there after like their recess time and we sit down, we do some math, we do some reading. It's a fun experience because I remember when I was in elementary school, high schoolers, like you look up to them. So now we get to like repay to our elementary schools that we went to and really like help those students and show them what the future's like. And a big thing I love to do is give pitching lessons and volleyball lessons to like the younger kids that are growing up and like they're at the games and you see them sitting on the sidelines and then getting to work with them, you can show that like they want to be good, they're ready to learn, and they're going to be our future.
Yeah, that's part of the community service that you do through the teams or through other places that you do that?
We do some team things and then I do some individual things too.
All right. Abby, I've got to ask you this question here. Now, a lot of our listeners know your dad is the football coach at Peabody High. He's also the baseball coach. So he's not coaching you per se, as it might be, because he's coaching his own sports. But let's say in the fall, you're out straight with volleyball. He's out straight with football. What's it like having a coach in the family or maybe not in the family during these seasons?
Honestly, during the fall, I don't really see my father. I joke all the time that football is his family in the fall, and I have volleyball, and I get home from practice, he's leaving for practice, we're on opposite schedules. But it's really fun, like, on the weekends, on Saturdays, really, you don't have any football, I don't have any volleyball. It's kind of the time where we catch up on our week, we recap the Friday night game, we fill in each other on everything that's going on. And yeah, it's chaotic at times, and sometimes you're like, wow, can we just slow down and just have a minute to ourselves? But it's fun. It adds some excitement.
Yeah, maybe in about 40 years that'll happen.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right. Now, the other thing, though, now, softball, very similar to baseball. I mean, if you like one, you probably like the other. And so he must have some softball pointers for you, right?
Oh, yeah. Every game I go to him. If I have a bad game or I don't feel like I did my best, I'll go to him and ask him, like, what he saw. And he'll give me, like, some feedback, or sometimes he'll just be like, you're thinking too much. Like, everything looks fine. Like, you just need to relax and trust yourself. So it's really good to have someone at home that you can just go to that you're comfortable with that can really help you through a time when you're struggling.
All right, fine. Finally, I've got to ask this one here. I don't know where this question will go with you, Abby, but now in the hallways at Peabody High School, you must hear comments about the baseball coach or the football coach. Do you?
Yes, all the time. I've heard things about how he's scary. Oh, this happened at practice today. Oh, can you tell your dad we practice is too long? I have homework to do. I hear it all.
but they want you to tell them him anonymously, probably, right? Don't drop my name.
They don't want their names associated with it.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah, I can't imagine you, someone with a high caliber of person that you are. You would never rat one of these guys out, would you?
Oh no, never, never.
Right, fair enough. All right. Well, it's a great family, you guys, and obviously we love talking to your dad. By the way, he's so insightful on the football and baseball stuff. So we love talking to him on that from week to week. But anyways, Abby, congratulations to you on all of your success, and wish you much more success, and that will be coming to you in the years ahead. But again, thanks and congratulations.
Thank you.
Abby Betancourt with us from Peabody High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month.